Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome back to the Goddess Activation Podcast. Today we're talking about emotional healing and how that is actually the core of a lot of, if not all, healing journeys. Whether you're like doing energy healing, emotional healing, inner child healing, somatic healing, nervous system regulation, there's a thousand other modalities of healing. There's shamanic healing. There's all that amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. And at the core of it, what I have found in the past 9 years of doing this work by myself, on myself, and the past over 4 years of working with hundreds of clients, the change, the healing happens when we access the emotion and we liberate. But first we feel the emotion and then we liberate the emotion. That's where healing happens. That's the point where emotional healing happens. That's the point where inner child healing happens. That's the point where trauma healing happens, where energy healing happens, where aura and chakras and the most out there energy, high vibrational level, past life healing happens. Most of it, if not all of it, happens at the emotional level. We need to access the emotions. We need to feel the emotions and free them up to create the change, to create the breakthrough, to create the transformation. One of the most powerful things of the work that I do with clients, especially one-to-one and in groups, is that we create breakthroughs. When you come in into a session, when you come in into a ceremony or a workshop, you will be leaving that space feeling lighter, more relaxed, more grounded, more connected with yourself, with more clarity. And sometimes you feel more energized, sometimes you feel more tired, but both of these things are good because it means that we've created a breakthrough, that we've liberated and felt and liberated and released blocks from an emotional standpoint, from an energetic standpoint, and from a physical standpoint. So if you're right now in your healing girl summer era, or if you are working on expanding yourself and like going into the direction of your dreams, expanding into the directions of what your soul really wants for the rest of this year and the next years, and like really creating the life that you really, really, really want to live and not just the life that everyone around you is living, maybe. Whether this is you or whether you're someone who is actually working with clients as well, or is wanting to work with clients as well, or starting to work with clients as well, the most powerful change that you can do for yourself, the most powerful healing you can do for yourself in your own life and with clients, is help yourself or help your clients create emotional breakthroughs, create emotional healing, create safety, create emotional safety to access whatever it is that wants to come up. Does that mean that it always has to end up in you crying or your client crying or being angry or like physically feeling the emotion in that sense that we are like used to? Like, we're used to feeling grief as sadness, or sadness as sadness, tears as sadness, or we're used to feeling anger as like this energetic built up in your body. Does that mean in order to access the emotional breakthrough that you have to feel these emotions in these ways? No, but you have to feel the sensations that are coming up in your journey. So what that looks like, whether you're doing energy healing, emotional healing, body-based healing, just all other types, the most important thing is feeling first, starting to feel more relaxed and more connected with your body, especially if you're someone who is in their mind or in your mind a lot, starting to slow down the mind and getting into the body, starting to physically feel your body again. And then as you're starting to ground more and slow your breath, connect with yourself, you will start to feel different sensations. So the way I work, we do a lot of energy healing, nervous system, somatic healing, and emotional healing combined. And the breakthrough really happens in feeling the sensations that are coming up in different body parts. Whether it's body parts where you are feeling tension, pressure, heaviness, or like whatever it is that you're working on. Let's say you just you're moving through a breakup right now, or you're feeling some confusion around where you want to go next. Feeling the sensations around the topic. Like if you're feeling pain, but also confusion from your breakup, there might be confusion in your mind, and there might also be hurt in your body or anger or resentment in your body. And these things will be stored in different places. Now, there is maps where, like the lungs, for example, they usually store sadness and grief. And I can tell you all about that stuff as well. But it doesn't, like healing doesn't work where you say, oh, she's sad or she might be grieving right now, so let me just work on her lungs and then all the sadness will be gone. That can be a great start, but the emotions don't only rest in the organs or in the body parts where we quote unquote learn that they live. The emotions can be very connected and interconnected with different organs, with different body parts, with different subconscious layers of the body and of the mind, which are interwoven, right? Like it's not just you have a left hand and a right hand and a left arm and a right arm. All those things are so very connected. So so let's say you're working on getting through a breakup or confusion around your career. So really feeling into where there is tension in your body, feeling the sensations. Sometimes it immediately is sadness or hurt or just feeling overwhelmed. Sometimes it literally from the beginning, it's a physical emotion which you can name because you know it and you are already used to feeling it in your life. And then sometimes it's not just, oh, here's some sadness. Sometimes it's subtle sensations that feel like tingling in your arms, in your hands, in your chest, or in your throat. And we want to work with those body parts which are giving you signals, which are giving you sensations first. It's like your body is, as soon as we create the space for our body to feel safe, our body will literally lead us where we get to go to create breakthrough. But most of us are so busy, or we don't know how, or we don't feel safe to start to connect with our bodies. And so when we don't feel safe to connect with our bodies, we'll also not receive or notice as quickly the signals that our bodies are giving us. Our bodies are always talking with us. Our intuition is in every single moment. It is always talking with us. And when we are new to connecting with the deeper layers of our intuition, with the deeper layers of our body's wisdom, it's easy to not hear it when we are like just busy, busy, busy from 1 hour to the next hour all day during every day. Or if we are distracting ourselves with scrolling, with only consuming and not being present in the present moment without any external things, then we won't hear it, right? And so the more we can practice creating a safe space for our body, calming down our mind, doing a quick meditation into your body, even if you're someone who finds meditation hard, there's many reasons why. Of course, breathwork will help you to make meditation easier and access your body faster, which is a great tool to apply to do different types of breath work. I also have a 20-minute free good morning breath work, Kundalini breathwork practice, which you can practice if you're someone for whom meditation is harder. I will link it in the show notes. But even if meditation is hard for you, why is it hard? Because the mind is running in loops, because the mind, I'm guessing for a lot of people, hasn't yet had enough time to calm down and give you all the information and give you all the signals it wants to give you, right? And the body also often has so many signals it wants to give us, especially when we are not used to creating space for our body in day-to-day life. There's even more messages that your body wants to tell you. It's like there's a whole list of symptoms and signals your body wants to give you, and you're not giving it time, so your body just writes down more messages it wants to give you on a piece of paper, and it's trying to give you this piece of paper with all this information, but you're just not listening. So in the beginning, it can feel overwhelming, which is great, but to have support in that space, right? Having support, working with someone who can guide you to connect with your body. And when you do that, that is great. great, and the more you practice creating space for your body to really feel how is my body really feeling, what are the sensations in different body parts in my body that are coming up, what are they trying to tell me, teach me, what message are they trying to give me, and what does it feel like? The more you can create space for that, the more you will strengthen the muscle of being connected and grounded in your body. The more you will strengthen your muscle of listening, hearing, listening, and taking action on what your intuition is telling you. So in the past few weeks, I've been doing a lot of one-to-one sessions in person and also online. And every single one of them, we've been creating huge breakthroughs. Again, from breakups to career changes, to starting businesses, to confusion in relationships, to a lot of other different things. And in every single session, we have been creating huge breakthroughs. Most of the sessions, I've been working with those clients multiple times. So I've been seeing them every week, every 2 weeks, every 3-4 weeks. And every time I see them, it's like a completely deeper version of them that comes up at the end of every session, because you so deeply come back home to yourself and to your truth and to your soul, and you feel even more like the real true you again. And all those breakthroughs have been happening because we've been accessing and creating breakthroughs through emotional breakthroughs. We've been creating breakthroughs through feeling emotions, through next to energy healing and somatic healing and body-based healing, next to those things, we've always been doing emotional healing. We've always been accessing different emotions. And once the client accesses that emotion, feels it and frees it up, and then also creates a new pattern, a new relationship, a new connection with the situation and what she really wants, that's how you create breakthroughs, and that's how you create lasting transformation. And all of these have been happening through emotional healing. So I've just been feeling the call to share this with you, whether you already know this or you needed this reminder, or it's a new deeper insight into your personal journey or your journey of working with your clients. Creating emotional healing within yourself and within your clients will be the breakthrough that you are looking for. And to close off, I will share that if you're someone who's supporting your friends or your clients through emotional healing, the more you can hold space for your own emotions, the easier or the more you can hold space for your clients. If you are scared of your own shame, of your own fears, of your own doubts, the deeper you can hold space for your own emotions, even if they're really, really, really fucking deep, that will show your body how to hold space for the depths of your clients as well. And this is why it's so powerful to work with someone, to work with a coach, to work with a facilitator who can guide you, who can hold your hand, who can hold space for you, and also show you that it gets to be safe to hold yourself through this journey. And if you're moving through your own healing, growth, or transformational journey and would like support or would like to take the next step into the direct direction of where your soul and your body and you really, really want to go, I'm doing one-to-one 90-minute healing sessions online and in person in Zurich and in Mallorca, as well as working in packages with clients who want to really dive deeper. So whether you're looking for a one-off session or you want to really dive deeper with a few sessions because you have a specific topic that you want to get deeper into, I would love, love, love to support you. And you can learn more and book your spot directly by clicking the first link in the show notes. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me via Instagram at soulcoachnikita or email nikita@anandwayoflife.com at any time. And I would love to support you, sending you a big hug.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.